Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, my subject is Jesus, the mercy seat, or if you like, you can call it the throne of grace.
And
we will take a reading from the book of John, chapter 5. And then verse 39. John 5:39. The Bible says in John 5:39, let's rise up and read. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me. Please take your seats. These are the words of our dear Jesus. And he told the people of his time that they search the scriptures. The scriptures is referring to the Old Testament. Because at the time that Jesus Christ said these things, the New Testament had not been written. So the scriptures which testify of Jesus, that Jesus was talking about, it's not in this context, it's not the New Testament. So the Old Testament testifies about who?
Jesus.
Now, if you take this Old Testament, that talks about Jesus, you will see that in the heart of the Old Testament worship, was the Ark of the Covenant. This is a box that God said that they should make. The Bible says in the book of Exodus 25 and Exodus 37, that God filled Bezalel and a man called Aholiab with the spirit of wisdom to come out with this ark. And this ark was the symbol of the Old Covenant or the Old Testament. So God called it the Ark of the Covenant. So when Jesus said that the Old Testament is talking about him, certainly he cannot bypass the Ark. Because that is in the heart of the Old Testament worship. So the Ark of the Covenant that Bezalel and his friends, they constructed, is a picture of Jesus. So this is what they came up with. And they came up with it under God's express instructions. In other words, even the dimensions of the ark was given by God. Why did God do that? Because God knew his son. And he knew that for him to be the Ark of the Covenant, he must give them the instructions right. Because they don't know Jesus. The Father knows Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Ark of the Covenant, which stood for the presence of God among the people of God, or if you like, in the earth. It's very important in revealing Jesus and his work on the cross. If you read the Exodus 37, you understand that the ark was made up of shittim wood. So it is all wood. Now the wood is talking about the humanity of Jesus. In the Bible, wood always stands for human beings. Perishable human beings. You know, so this ark was made up of wood, and that speaks about Jesus being the Son of Man. Jesus is who? The Son of Man. It is important to God that they did it of that type of wood. Because the wood makes us to understand that Jesus is going to come in human form or in the flesh. The Bible says that if anybody denies that Jesus came in the flesh, he belongs to the Antichrist. Because Antichrist spirit does not like us to focus on the physical dimension of our lives. They want us to focus on just the spiritual aspect of our lives. But the physical aspect of Jesus and the physical aspect of your life is very important to God. Because without your physical life or your body, actually you don't belong to the earth. That is why when a person dies physically, the person is no more in the world. I don't care what you believe. What the Bible teaches is that when somebody dies, because his body, the physical one, is gone, is no more, the spirit has no right to be on earth. So the moment a person dies, the spirit is no more on the earth. He doesn't come in ghost form or what? All those ghosts and those things are actually manifestations of demonic spirits. Sometimes we think that they are still around, they are lingering around. I was told that when my father died, my grandmom said that, you don't know, he sees my father all the time and he comes. I was the littlest, so he comes and he says that he was there, he was looking at me. Ladies and gentlemen, when a person dies physically, he has no right to be on it. Actually, the real person is gone, either to heaven or to hell. Present hell, not the lake of fire. So I want you to understand that your body is very important. Without your body, you cannot have dominion on earth. You cannot rule on this earth without your body. So in the devil trying to take away our rule, in the devil trying to control the physical, our society and what we see, what we hear and all that, he will try to give a picture that Jesus Christ is spiritual. He didn't come in the flesh. He is not made of shitting wood.
Now, my young mother, what is sitting with what I mean upon other canoe? Jepiara Obon wasn't there, obeying the Nagi if them there, obeying the soon.
It is so that he will control the physical. And he will be in charge in this world. Because that is actually what he wants. So the Bible expressly says in 1 John chapter 4 that the spirit which is against Christ actually takes your mind away from your physical life, because he wants to rule this world. That is what unbelievers always say to us. They will say, as for you, concentrate, just pray, it's okay. Just read the Bible. You have nothing to do with anything physical. Ladies and gentlemen, your license on this earth is your physical body. So Jesus came and he gave himself the title Son of Man. When they were calling him Son of God, he said he was the Son of Man. Because he understands that the devil will try to take away the fact that he came in a body form. That is why God said that this ark that is in the heart of my relationship with human beings, that symbolizes my presence on this earth, should be made of wood. And then his second instruction was that they should overlay the whole thing with gold. So you can see that the whole thing has been gold plated. Actually, this drawing doesn't give a very good picture as in the Bible. But it's the closest I can get, because the rod, these rods, which are supposed to be used in carrying the ark, they were supposed to be plated with pure gold throughout. What does the gold stand for? The gold is talking about Jesus as the Son of God. It talks about the divinity of Jesus. That he is not just 100% man. He is 100% God. He belongs to heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God instructed that you should cover the whole thing with gold. And this is what the children of Israel came up with. It symbolizes, the gold symbolizes Jesus as the Son of God. Now, I want us to look at the next instructions God gave concerning the ark. We want to look at the content of the ark. What was in the ark? There were three things which were in the ark. According to Hebrews chapter 9 and then verse 4. The Bible specified three things that were contained in the ark. The first thing was the pot of manna. You know, in the Old Testament, God, in supplying food to his children, the church in the wilderness, he rained manna down. Now God instructed that they should have a golden pot and then put some of the manna inside and put it in the ark. What does the manna stand for in this context? The manna was food that the people of Israel rejected. It was food that the people of God rebelled against. They said, what kind of food is this? We have come from Egypt, you have brought us into the wilderness, and all that you feed us with is manna.
Mizrim asasi de yaba esreda. Ezibana jebiara ezima hende hezanye mani.
The Bible says they hated it.
Na uchi manano.
They hated it.
Na uchi manano.
God said, I take a symbol of what they, take a representative of what they have rebelled against me on and put it in the ark.
Na faza uchi ana wapoe na mofanshe apam adeka.
Remember that this ark is talking about who? The Lord Jesus. So that was the first thing that if you open the ark, you will see.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Now, this manna represented our rejection of the kingdom food that God fed His people with in the wilderness. It is easy to despise the kingdom food. Because the Bible describes it as angels' food. That God gave them the bread of heaven. They gave to the church in the wilderness a heavenly diet, which they said, we don't want. And God said, take some and put it in the ark. Let it contain what they don't want. Let it contain the kingdom food that they don't want to feed upon. Food that I, the Father, am feeding them with. Let it be in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second thing that was in the ark was the table of the Ten Commandments. This is all in the Bible. You can find the summary in Hebrews chapter 9. You know that God hewed the law, the Ten Commandments, on stones. And you know that from Sunday school that God did that thing twice. The first time He did it, He wrote the Ten Commandments with His own hands. He gave it to Moses on Mount Sinai that He should come and give His laws to His children. But what happened when Moses brought it? They were supposed to obey the Ten Commandments. But when Moses got there, the people of God were in adultery. Against the first law. They were worshipping a golden calf. But the first of the Ten Commandments was that you shall have no other God before me. Don't make any image and say that it's me. So Moses brought the Ten Commandments. He saw the people had broken the very first one. And he broke the Ten Commandments. Oh yeah, he just dropped it. I'm not sure it was a drop. I'm sure he smashed it. He was saying, God, they can't, they will break everything. Let me break it. Let me break it. They cannot obey it. They cannot obey it. So God said, Moses, come, I'll write a new one for you. This time, the one that I write for you, go and put it in the ark. Because these people, I don't think they can obey it. So the second thing that you find in the Ark of the Covenant is the Ten Commandments. The second one. It was there. God was saying, these people, they cannot obey it. I want somebody to contain it. I want somebody to obey it for them. So he said, put those two tables, put that one too in the ark. Once again, it stood for the ark of the Ten Commandments, the tables of on which the Ten Commandments was written. I mean, it stood for the kingship of God, because it's only a king who will give thou shall, who will give laws. He says that, put it all in my son, in Jesus. So the second thing that was in the ark was the Ten Commandments. What does the Ten Commandments stand for? It is the rebellion of human beings. It's the rebellion of the people of God against the laws of God. They rebelled against the manna. Now they are rebelling against the Ten Commandments. He said, put it in my son. Or in the ark. The third thing that you will find in the ark was the rod of Aaron that had budded. Aaron was the high priest at the time. But some other Levites, they wanted to also become like priests. From the tribe of Levi or the Levites, some of them were singers, some of them were gatekeepers, some of them who were directly under Aaron, they were the priesthood family. Now all of them, they were rebelling against the fact that it is only Aaron and his people who should be high priest. So they rose up. And they challenged Moses and Aaron that he cannot be the only high priest. We too, we can be high priest. We are also holy people. We are also Levites. We all, our father is one. Our father is Levi. So God said that, okay, all of you 12 tribes, everybody bring one stick. Israel had 12 tribes. Everybody bring one stick, including Aaron's stick. So they gathered how many? So my sticks. And God instructed Moses that put it in the before the Ark of the Covenant. So they put it there the day before. The next day, of the 12 sticks that were put there, only one stick had budded. Only one stick had blossomed flowers, and only one stick had fruits on it. That was a stick belonging to Aaron. So Moses said, everybody come, take your sticks. And then he said, have you seen the stick? Aaron's stick. That is a sign that God has chosen him. He is an elected leader. You cannot rebel and despise him.
Amen.
So God said, take that stick that they rebelled against. and put it in the ark. Put it in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the three contents of the ark of the covenant, it only speaks about one thing. It speaks about the rebellion of human beings against the provisions of God. We have rebelled against the kingdom food. We have rebelled against God as a king. And we have rebelled against the priesthood also. The anointed leadership we have rebelled against. When I'm talking about we, I'm talking about humans in times past. Ladies and gentlemen, human beings have always been rebelling against the provisions of God. We have been rejecting all that God provides for us. Right from the Garden of Eden. The image of God that God provided for us, we despised it, we rejected it, we said we are going to work our own image. We are going to eat the fruit in order to be like God. It shows in the content of the ark. God said, let it all be put in my son. Let my son swallow all their rebellion. Let him swallow everything that they have said, I have given them, which they don't like. Those three things in the ark is the sum total of all our rebellion. Like we rebelled once, we rebelled again, we rebelled the third time. So, Jesus Christ, I want you to understand, God was prophetically indicating to us that Jesus is going to carry all your sins. He's going to carry all your rebellion against me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were all put upon Jesus. So in the ark of the covenant, we see the work of Jesus for us humans. That is going to carry our rebellion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How is he going to do that? He is going to swallow it himself. He is going to fulfill it by himself. That is why when our Lord Jesus came, he said, don't think I came to abolish the law. I came to fulfill it. Fulfill it from two words. He was saying, I'm going to be filled fully with your rebellion. I'm going to be filled fully with the commandments which you could not obey. I am going to fulfill it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the rod was put into the ark of the covenant also, Jesus said, I am the fulfillment of the priesthood. You may despise Aaron, but I am the better Aaron. I am the better high priest, and I'm going to fulfill the high priesthood fully. That is why up to today, Jesus is in the heavenly holy of holies. The Bible says appearing in the presence of God for us as our high priest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God said put the manna, part of the manna, in the ark of the covenant or in Jesus, God was indicating to us that Jesus is the proper kingdom food. Jesus, when he came, he said that your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. I am the proper manna, which when you eat, you will live forevermore.
Amen.
So, ladies and gentlemen, all the things that we could not obey, all the things that we could not obey, all the things that we rebelled against, Jesus Christ became our obedience because he fulfilled them. He swallowed all our sins. He swallowed all our rebellion. The kingdom where we could not take. He came as the kingdom where, as the heavenly manna that came that we should eat so that we live. So that is the content of the ark.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.